Dr. Varner's already alluded to the issue of there being top-level government commitment in Vietnam for this very, very challenging project. We've seen six objectives, and of the, from those six objectives, I've counted 27 outputs. This is a very, very, very significant project, and I notice that the timeline for a number of the outputs commences at the beginning of 2008, and some deadlines have a completion date within 2008 and rolling through to 2013, 2015. It is a very, very significant project that is going to be critically important to many of the development aspirations of Vietnam. Certainly in terms of New Zealand's partnership with Vietnam, I think all of those, all of my colleagues in this room are willing to cooperate and collaborate to the best extent possible in assisting the capacity building and the development aspirations of the Vietnamese people and of the country. I'm happy for any of my colleagues to make a response or to make some observations about the challenge that is before the people of Vietnam and also that is being presented to us from New Zealand. It would seem to me useful at some stage, perhaps, given the dimension and to some degree the complexity embedded within the six objectives, it might be useful at some point during the afternoon that we get a sense of what some of the priorities might be and that then my New Zealand colleagues might discuss ways that we can scaffold or build towards the objectives and the outputs based on the priorities that you see as being most important. I think we would also want to identify those that are quickly attainable so that there are quick wins for everyone. Some will be longer in terms of reaching fruition and others will be more readily achieved. And I think perhaps one of our tasks while we're here is to identify those which can be more quickly achieved and those which will take additional planning to see how we can build towards their accomplishment.